Our second speaker today, I have the pleasure of introducing, is Kelly Fraley. Kelly leads the tourism team on behalf of Facebook and Instagram at the headquarters in Menlo Park, California. She has over 10 years of experience in the travel industry, having previously worked for Walt Disney for 8 years in brand management. At Facebook and Instagram, Kelly is specifically focused on building out the new tourism team to help boards drive destination awareness and increase visitation. She has been with Facebook for 3 years and has worked with clients across the industry, including Expedia, Priceline, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, Lyft, United Airlines, and the Hyatt Hotels. Kelly holds an MBA from Terry College of Business at the University of Georgia, and a BBA from the Cox School of Business at Southern Methodist University. Please join me in welcoming Kelly Fraley.
I saw him laugh a little bit at my MBA from the University of Georgia, but I know there's got to be at least one dog here in the audience, so go dogs. Thank you for the generous intro. As he said, my name is Kelly Fraley Cavado, and I lead the tourism team on behalf of Facebook and Instagram. And I can't tell you how excited I am to talk to all of you, especially because this is my hometown. So I am from Winter Park, Florida, right outside of Orlando. Grew up about 2 hours from here, and I spent pretty much every summer right here on St. Pete Beach. and my in-laws actually own a home here, so we spend the holidays here as a family. So it is such a treat to be home and to talk to all of you. And today, I really love some crowd participation, so I'd love to start by asking anyone to raise their hands who has a mobile phone. Everybody should be probably raising their hand, right? Now keep it up if you use your phone as your alarm clock. Still a lot of hands, okay? Keep it up if you actually use it for about 6 to 8 hours a day. Most everybody. Okay, so in this small focus group, you've kind of proven what I want to talk about today. I can get to my next slide here, which doesn't seem to be advancing. So the world has changed. We are living in a mobile-first world. And as a marketer, I think that's both exciting and a little bit scary to figure out how to build your business off of this personal device that is traveling with people everywhere they go, up to 8, 10, 12 hours a day. And the last time this happened was actually in the 1950s, when television surpassed radio. So we literally are living in a technological revolution yet again, and both mobile and digital have now surpassed TV in terms of time spent. So after spending 10 years in the travel industry, I realized that you guys really care about heads in beds, people on the airplane, getting people to your destination, and really putting travelers in the heart of the experience so that they will book with you and you are driving your business. So today I want to talk to you about the ways that you can leverage both Facebook and Instagram to achieve your business goals. We're not going to talk about things like likes, comments, and shares. We're actually going to talk about things like driving intent to travel, consideration to travel, and actually bringing visitors to your destination. And that really is by delivering Florida or your resort or your airline at the center of discovery that is mobile. Delivering a personal message at the right time to the right audience on their most personal device. I meet with a lot of clients across the country, and a lot of times I have chief marketing officers that tell me, oh, mobile's great, I spend a lot of time on it, but nobody's actually booking travel on mobile. And actually, eMarketer says for the very first time in 2016, mobile bookings will double to 36 million this year for travelers. So mobile is not only a point of inspiration about why someone should come to St. Pete Beach and stay at the Don Cesar in this beautiful historic hotel, but it's also a booking engine. And it's a place where people are you know, transacting very, very quickly because it is in their pocket with them everywhere they go. So at Facebook and Instagram, we want to give you the tools to be able to deliver a message to your customer at the right time to drive them to take action. So before I came to Facebook, I spent 8 years at Walt Disney Parks and Resorts as a brand manager. And in that job, I had to decide where I was going to put my money. And then I ultimately had to stand and deliver and explain why I invested in certain media platforms to bring more people through the turnstiles or to put more heads in beds. And what I learned in that job is that having an integrated marketing mix where I was delivering a consistent message to a customer across multiple channels was going to help me meet my goals. So I worked with many publishers that you see here on the screen, and I'm sure many of you do as well, and that's great. But as I sat in that job on the client side, I saw more and more of my dollars shift to digital and shift to mobile because that's where customers were. And now at Facebook and Instagram, it's really interesting for me to know that Facebook and Instagram account for 1 out of every 5 minutes on a mobile phone globally. It is unbelievable how much time people are spending with our platforms. Lucas just talked about that. I'm a millennial, and most people are actually coming back to Facebook up to 14 times a day. What's also interesting is that Facebook and Instagram actually have 76% of the US-based internet users. So I'm betting that for most of you here in the room, we likely have people that you can talk to in the travel industry that are your core customer. At Facebook and Instagram, there is no one single news feed. Today on Facebook, we have 1.6 billion people globally. And on Instagram, we have 400 million. What that means is there is literally a personalized newspaper on someone's mobile phone, and there are 1.6 billion different versions of the news feed every single day. So as a marketer, you are competing against friends' baby photos, travel photos, really fun things. So you need to think about the types of messages and the types of advertising that you want to deliver in really this coveted space where people are standing in the grocery store line and quick content, you know, what's additive to their world. So I love what Lucas said, which is start with the customer, start with the data. We have a lot of tools available to marketers today, one of which is called Audience Insights, that allows you to learn more about your customer base and design advertising and messages that is going to be relevant to them. Many of you may or may not know that Facebook and Instagram are not the only businesses that we own. We actually today call ourselves the Facebook family of apps and services. Lucas showed Oculus on the roller coaster. We actually own Oculus. Yeah. And today, while I'm going to talk to you about the ways you can really leverage Facebook and Instagram, I want you to know that there are a lot of other apps and services out there that we are working to monetize with the same mission in mind, which is connecting the world, connecting people, and helping brands and advertisers drive more people into their businesses. Not cookies, not guessing games as to who's who, or data and mathematical models, but real people with the right message and helping brands actually deliver business results. So today I want to focus on three shifts that we are seeing at Facebook and Instagram that are not only applicable to our platforms, but many of the platforms you might be working with to drive your business. The first is contextual relevance to personal relevance. I'm Kelly. I live in San Francisco. I'm married to Andrew. We have no kids, but we love to travel. Delivering a message to me that's relevant about going to Big Sur for the weekend that's 2 hours away is far more impactful than sending me a mass message about travel in the US. One screen to three screens. People are no longer just watching television. I sit every night in front of my TV while I watch Scandal, my guilty Thursday night pleasure. And I have my mobile phone and my iPad right in front of me and my laptop, and I'm multitasking. So thinking about your message across not only one screen, but three screens is really important. And then finally, it's real people. You want real people to come to your resort, to book with your airline, to visit your destination. We want to help you measure impact on a person basis. We know people at Facebook and Instagram, and we're not going to rely on a digital cookie where it's a guessing game. We want you to know, did this have impact? So let's first start with contextual relevance to personal relevance. In the marketing world, many years ago, we built advertising for TV. You had a massive message, and then you shot it out there on television to adults 25 to 54. And you kind of prayed and hoped it would work. Today, we're living in a digital world where people expect you to be relevant. They expect you to be personal. And they want messages that are additive to their life. So I would encourage all of you to think very cautiously about the types of messages you want to put in front of people. Start with the audience, start with the data, and build something for them. If you know someone loves adventure travel, put adventure travel advertising into their feed. But don't play a guessing game and kind of do a mass message. We talked about this earlier, but you know, everybody has a personalized news feed, and for me, at Facebook, we actually call it thumb-stopping. If it's not thumb-stopping enough, whereas I'm scrolling through my news feed, it causes me to pause and say, gosh, this is so additive to my life, I'm just going to scroll past it. So as a marketer, I think it's a challenge for all of you to really put the people first. So I want to talk about some of the people that you might be interested in reaching on Facebook and Instagram. Today, here are some of our major markets, and these are adults 21 plus that are interested in travel. In the U.S. alone, that's 64 million people. That's quite staggering. You can also break this down by interest, by behavior, by skiing, by beaches. But this is just kind of a broad stroke to give you an idea of who you have an opportunity to talk to. And one of my favorite new opportunities for travel marketers is something called Currently Traveling. I've heard from so many tourism boards, we need to drive yield. We need to get people to spend more money in the market while they're here. And this is a great opportunity to do that. Today, I am in St. Pete Beach, but normally my cell phone is in San Francisco, California. So I am currently traveling. I don't even have to check into St. Pete. Facebook knows I'm here because we have 1.6 billion people globally. So as a marketer, you now have an opportunity to target people that are currently traveling in different locations. So you might want to show me an ad about, you know, going to the Don Cesar for a cocktail tonight or dinner at the Serrata. So tapping into currently traveling, again, making advertising more relevant for the person, is something you as a marketer now have an opportunity to do. And this actually updates every 24 hours. So next, let's talk about one screen to three screens. People are no longer just watching TV. I guarantee you if I ask the room to hold their hands up again as to who's sitting in front of the TV at night with a phone, most all of you would raise your hands. 50% of people are actually watching with a second screen today. And video for Facebook and Instagram, and really all digital platforms, is exploding. Today, on Facebook and Instagram, we see over 8 billion video views every single day. People are craving sight, sound, and motion, immersive storytelling, putting them into the experience. I want to talk about one of my clients, which is Las Vegas. So Las Vegas is this little place where you can play the slots and have a pretty good time. Anybody heard of it? And they've for years tried to keep it relevant and fun. And one of the biggest things that they talk about is summer season in Vegas, pool season. So last spring, they worked with us and they wanted to get people in the mood for pool season in Vegas. And they leveraged video across both Facebook and Instagram. And they were able to actually achieve a 24-point lift in ad recall. Meaning statistically, people remembered seeing their ads. They were able to reach over 11 million people and they had a 2-cent cost per video view, clearly helping to put Vegas in the mind of travelers on the West Coast and get them into the pools that summer. A lot of the clients I also work with are traditional television marketers. They say to me, gosh, Kelly, you know, TV just really works for us, and we can prove it, and we know it, and we've been doing it for years, so we're going to keep doing it. Okay. So I generally say to them, well, what if I could prove to you that we could actually drive incremental reach to television across your core demo? And that usually kind of gets them interested. We actually have a deep partnership with Nielsen at Facebook and Instagram, where we can tag your Facebook and Instagram buy, we can tag your television commercials, and then Nielsen can tell you how much incremental reach we delivered beyond traditional television across your demo. This has been incredibly impactful for brands who are really television-first companies. And next, this is really a vision for our future. You know, Facebook started off as a text platform. It moved to photo, it moved to video. And most recently, we've really made an investment in VR and AR. Spherical Video has just launched on Facebook about 5 months ago. So this is actually 360 video. And here you are immersed in Positano, Italy, which is pretty cool. As a travel marketer, I think this is an incredible story opportunity for all of you to put your brand or your resort in someone's hand and have them experience it. And Carousel is kind of the second touch point. So once you've primed someone with video, getting them to think about your destination, putting them there, immersing them in the experience, you might want to show them another message to get them even further down the funnel. You might want to actually offer them a booking opportunity. How might you do that? All video on Facebook and Instagram delivers a retargeting audience where you can go back with a secondary message. And a great way to do that is through the carousel. This is actually an ad product that has about 5 images in one, and it allows people to scroll and see more. So if you are a tourism board, you might have 4 or 5 different destinations in a single carousel showing the breadth and scope of Florida, talking about all the unique experiences people can have here. Or if you're a resort, you might want to talk to them about their hotel, the dining, the photo plan, the cocktail plan. So this has been very, very successful for travel marketers. And companies like Myrtle Beach, which is the tourism board, are actually using this to drive co-op partner business. So they're actually putting multiple different things to do in Myrtle Beach, and it's delivered a 63% lower cost per conversion than these advertisers have had as a standalone ad on their own. And finally, I want to talk about real people, real results. In the digital world for many years, we have been reliant on something called cookies. A cookie is, if I'm Kelly and I have a phone, a computer, and a laptop, I'm counted as 3 people. That's not actually very accurate. I'm Kelly and I actually just have 3 devices. So wouldn't it be nice as a marketer if you could actually measure impact on people, not cookies? You would be far more effective in your advertising, you'd save yourself a lot of money, and you could deliver messages that were more relevant. We at Facebook and Instagram really want to help the industry move this way. And we think we're in a great position to do so because we know people so well. I'm Kelly on Facebook, on my computer, on my phone, and my iPad. And the way in which I interact with your brand can be consistent across multiple devices. And we want to help marketers actually align to their business goals, not ours. We want to help you measure things like intent to travel, consideration of travel, and then actually figure out who booked incrementally after seeing an ad on Facebook and Instagram and who actually visited your destination. So I encourage all of you to remember these 3 trends as you go to market and to put Florida or your destination at the center of discovery that is mobile. And I want to leave you with what you can do today. So if you have a pen and paper, I'd write this down. There's a website that is called Blueprint. Many of my clients ask, how can I get up to speed on Facebook and Instagram? It changes all the time. We actually provide online tutorials, quick, short videos about everything that I just talked about that are self-serve that you can watch and review in the comfort of your home. And that is called Facebook Blueprint. And it is a very easy way to get up to speed on what's going on our platforms. The second is something called Facebook for Business. A lot of clients ask me, who's doing it the best? Who's the best in the industry? I want to learn from them. We actually publicly release case studies of clients that we think are doing excellent work. And we tell you everything that they're doing on the platform that got them to those successful points. Facebook for Business is where we house that content, and you can learn directly from them and take a play from their playbook. And finally, on Facebook for Business, you can also learn about our tools, how to buy ads in Power Editor, what kind of targeting is available, things like currently traveling. It's free, it's available to you at any time, and it is a very easy tool to use. So, in summary, I really hope all of you will remember that we are here to help grow your business. We want to align to your goals and not ours, and your opportunity as a marketer is rich. You have an opportunity to tell a beautiful story to people with relevance and to put it into their personal device everywhere they go. So thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.